T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Many of you may know I have a little personality flaw. I like to annoy people. And the reason that you heard this song for so long, and I love it, and it's the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour on a football Friday. I mean, let's go. But the reason you heard the song for so long is Solana kept asking me, as he does before we come back from every break, are you ready? I say yes, and then he turns the mics on. And for whatever reason, I said no. And then I said no again. And I saw he started to get a little antsy, and I kept saying no. And my personality flaw is what caused us to just play that song for a couple minutes because I was having fun annoying Solana and Jimmy back in the studio. So there you go. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. Now, if you watched Thursday Night Football last night at the Tap Room, you may have enjoyed yourself some BOGO wings. Anybody know what that is?
Buy one, get one?
That is buy one, get one. That's what? Right. Left you hanging from yesterday. Never gave you an answer on that. It is indeed buy one, get one. You want to watch football this weekend at Funky Buddha at the Tap Room in Oakland Park. They've got beer and seltzer bucket specials. You'll have a good old time. So you know what tonight is, by the way? Someone pointed this out on the text line, and I appreciate it. Do you know our friend Aronde Gadsden's son plays tonight? There's a Syracuse game tonight. And OG had texted us this morning a picture of the game day program for Syracuse, and it is OG the second on the cover. That's pretty badass.
Yeah, he going to just take the name OG after a while.
Right? It's not going to be OG the second anymore. It's just going to be OG.
It's funny because now, you know, I have my son after me the same way, Hawk. Like, now it's Channing and Little Channing. I hope at one point it's Channing and Old Channing.
Yep. That's exactly what will happen. I've seen him play baseball. That's exactly what's going to happen.
And that's what I'm hoping, and I bet that's what OG hopes. Because, yeah, us all washed-up guys, we don't give a damn.
So there you go. Tonight, OG the second. Syracuse plays tonight. We're rooting for him. I did not know this. The line, people pointed this out on the text machine, the line regulators mount up while used in that Warren G song. Did you know that comes from the movie Young Guns?
I didn't.
Neither did I. I never saw Young Guns, but
I don't even know what they're talking about.
That's Emilio Estevez. That's a Western. Regulators mount up. That's from a movie. Had no idea. All right, let's get headlines here. It is a football Friday. The Dolphins game, I just looked because I told you it was down to Dolphins plus 4.5 for most of the show today. It is back to 5.5. Dolphins are 5.5-point dogs at home on Sunday. Today's a football Friday. Here are your 5 o'clock headlines from Alejandro Solana.
They are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Dolphins, Bills, Sunday, 1 p.m., Hard Rock Stadium.
By the way, 6 o'clock tonight, Alejandro Solana will have Dolphins Rewind on 560 QAM. I think the Dolphins win, by the way, on Sunday. I think they win outright.
Ooh. I'm not as confident as you, Hawk. I think it's going to be a good game, though.
I do think it's going to be a good game. I do think they win. I just have a feeling.
It would really solidify Tua and McDaniel as a combo to be reckoned with. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And speaking of Aranda, I mean, he said it, you know, all summer long was, you know, you got to win the games against Buffalo. Those are the real two tests this season. And so, yeah, if you can notch one on Sunday, it really changes the, in my opinion, the dynamic and the tenor of the season.
And if you're a Dolphin fan and say you thought we'd be 2-0 going into this game, don't tweet me or Instagram me because I believe you're lying.
Yep. I know you're lying. I don't believe you're lying. I know you're lying.
Yes.
Does it matter how they win though? Like if it's nope. If it's a slop fest on both sides, both teams are turning the ball over and Miami wins by a field goal, low scoring game, does that matter or does it matter? Just get the victory.
Get the dub.
Yeah. When you're playing the Super Bowl, the betting wise Super Bowl champion already, you just walk. Solana, just walk out with a victory. And I'm talking about it's love. They win 3-0. It starts raining and it's a Pittsburgh game from a couple, you know, 10 years back. I don't give a damn. If we're 3-0, this is a success.
Yep.
But what's more important moving forward, just a single win in week 3? And I get it's your division rival. It's the team standing in your way. I get that. But isn't more important than that, than the win against Buffalo, it's to see Tua and this offense replicate what we saw in the second half versus Baltimore? Because if they're able to do that again, then you're starting to feel comfortable about their success moving forward.
Not against the Bills, though. Not against the Bills. I'm with you. If we were playing the Titans, I'm with you. I want to see, like I said it. I want to see 30 points. Like, I want to get in that 30 points range every game. Against the Bills, I just want to walk out there with more points than they have on the scoreboard.
Yeah, imagine being on top of the AFC East after 3 games and you've got a game in hand against Buffalo. Just find a way to get that W. I'm with Crowder. Give me a game against Tennessee. Yeah, light it up for 350 yards passing Tua and 4, you know, passing TDs, but just find a way on Sunday to get a dub.
The Canes, they need a dub as well. They'll play Middle Tennessee Saturday tomorrow, 3:30 p.m.
All right. Both those games, Dolphins, Canes, 560 WQAM.
Los Marlins, they host Washington. 3-game series. It begins tonight, Lone Depot Park, 6:40 p.m., first pitch.
All right. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to be watching that. We're not going to be betting it. Syracuse, I just looked, is a 9.5-point favorite tonight over UVA.
Uncle Channing got to watch the OG.
I've seen him.
Yeah, I've seen him. I've seen him growing up and all. Like now, and you know what's funny? I didn't watch the first 2 games. I won't lie, but now he's having success. I gotta watch.
Yeah, I watched the game last week. I told you on the train, and it was wild. Yeah, the game winning touchdown. Tonight's Syracuse game is on ESPN.
But it's cool to know the number one receiver on a team.
It's pretty badass. Like it really is cool. I feel so good for Aranda.
I've coached a number of kids that are in college. But none of them are the number one, like, option for a team. Right. This is the first kid that I actually know. You know, a lot of them heritage guys, Sony Michel and all of them were number one options. But this is the first kid, like, I've seen him as a kid. I saw him grow up. I've seen him mature. And now he's the team's go-to guy. Like, I don't know. It just – I want to see it. You know what it does, Hawk? I'll be honest. It makes me think about my son. That's 100%. And knowing OG, knowing little OG, it makes me think about my son.
Yep, 100%.
Couple other college football games we'll keep an eye on. 20, UF versus number 11, Tennessee, also tomorrow, 3:30.
All right, very good.
FIU, Western Kentucky, 3:30
tomorrow.
Oh, I
got my eye on that one, Jack.
why are you doing that? Let's root for an FIU dub.
I'll tell you why I'm doing that, because you keep pulling out the win over Miami. So I need ammo to shut you up at times. And if Lee Sterling is right and you guys lose 76-7, I'm going to enjoy it a little bit.
Mark my words. FIU will not lose by 70 points.
Nothing good has ever started with mark my words.
I mentioned this in the last hour, but it is being reported that Taylor Swift looks like she'll be the Super Bowl halftime show in this upcoming February.
FIU, by the way, is now a 31-point underdog. So if you want to get FIU, Solana, you get an extra point right now.
I'm down.
Over-under on that game is 65.5. And if you're a 31-point underdog, that means they really are expecting Western Kentucky to score 60 of those 65.5 points.
I'm down. I told you guys. I'm down. FIU to cover.
All right.
This could be one of those turning point games in their season.
I hope it is for you.
I'm fine, Hawk.
Roger Federer, he has just taken the court alongside Rafa Nadal, his final professional match ever at the Laver Cup, which, weirdly enough, had a man on fire earlier at that court over at the Laver Cup.
Set himself on fire, set the court on fire. I mean, find a better way to protest. All right, people?
Why did the whole like sit down and tape yourself and glue yourself to the court thing start? It just started recently.
I don't know. Everybody needs attention.
Oh, okay. That's what it is. Because, yeah, the NBA, the ladies were trying to, rope themselves
to the stanchion. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. What happened to a good old-fashioned naked streaker? I enjoyed that.
Yeah, bring back the streakers. Write a message on your backside and go streaking.
Man or woman. Running naked doesn't harm
anybody. Right. Doesn't hurt anybody.
Yeah.
All right, let's get over to weather. Sponsored by DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call 866-954-MORE or go to their website, youraccidentattorneys.com. Pretty nice afternoon in South Florida. And mentioned earlier, partly cloudy, but truthfully, I hadn't looked outside. There's not a cloud in sight. but on a serious note, guys, I was just looking over at the news, which is up here on our TVs, and I had said earlier that we'll start feeling the effects of this tropical depression that's out in the Atlantic right now, like Wednesday, but it looks like it'd be a little bit earlier. So just something to keep an eye on.
Right, so there's a tropical depression 9 out there. It's forecast to turn into an actual storm and maybe a category 2 or 3 hurricane. Certainly just keep an eye on it. It's not going to affect this weekend, but just kind of keep an eye on it, and we'll kind of, you know, have to see where the forecast track is headed. Then obviously next week we might have to worry about it a little bit more than we will on this Friday.
That's your weather.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
All right, Miami!
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, and it's brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap, and I'm hoping for some good vibes from the Dolphins Sunday.
Yep.
And some good vibes from the Canes on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mind if I root against UF on Saturday?
I hate you.
I'm hoping for some good vibes from Tennessee on Saturday and some good vibes from Western Kentucky. Huh, I'm a hater. I just realized that.
You know, you hate, but I hate a little bit too, so I won't lie.
Got a little bit of hater in us.
You know what? That's a real comment you just
right?
made.
Right. We all have it. Let's acknowledge it.
If it's not for sports, it's for the lady in the next cubicle. It's for the guy at the gas station. Everybody got a little hater in them.
So we talked plenty of Dolphins today. We talked some Hurricanes with Joe Zagacki as well. The Dolphins Rewind Show with Solana is coming up after us here on 560 WQAM. So if you want another hour of Dolphins talk, you will get it on 560. Let me talk on the way out of here about BNT Impact Windows and Doors, and obviously we've mentioned it several times today. There's Tropical Depression 9. It's moving through the Atlantic. It might affect South Florida at some point in the middle of next week. So we knock on wood that it's been a pretty quiet hurricane season for us in South Florida so far, but it looks like we're going to have something to keep our eyes on for next week. So I tell you all the time, hurricane season, you know, it's made less stressful when you contact BNT Impact Windows and Doors and take some steps so that PGT custom windows and doors are installed in your home and protecting everything. I have them in my home. So it's like one thing that you don't have to worry about is putting up shutters or plywood. You know, I've got the PGT custom windows and doors in my house, and I certainly recommend it for anyone listening. If you're a homeowner in South Florida, take that step, call BNT Impact Windows and Doors and see what it'll take to get PGT custom windows and doors installed in your home in time for next hurricane season. And by the way, BNT has a hurricane preparedness rebate underway right now through September 30th. So you got about another week to get in on it. You can get $35 back per window and $110 back per door. So before the weekend officially starts, call BNT Impact Windows, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or check them out online at bntimpactwindows.com. That will do it for us for the day and for the week. Everybody have a great and safe weekend. Go Canes, go Dolphins. We will speak with you el lunes.
If your wife's on vacation, you're not a bachelor.
Up for debate.
Don't throw any eggs in my house, Crowder.
Ground beef.
Take care, brush your hair.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.